Well, today I'd like to focus on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. It's very appropriate since we have Deacon Robert Gillespie with us. We're so blessed to have a deacon in our parish now, a permanent deacon. And let's take a look at the Acts of the Apostles. It's chapter 6, the first 7 verses, to see the origin of the diaconate. Scripture tells us that the number of disciples continued to grow. These would be the number of Christians. The word disciple here did not just mean the 12 disciples. That term eventually was used for all Christians because they were baptized, they became followers of Christ. So Scripture says the number of disciples continued to grow. So the early church continued to grow. There were baptisms. There was the growth of the church in Jerusalem and elsewhere. And there were Jewish converts to Christianity that spoke Greek. There were other Jewish converts to Christianity that continued to have Hebrew as their primary language. And so we see in the Acts of the Apostles that the Hellenists, they were the Greek-speaking Jewish converts to the faith. They began to complain that their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food compared to the converts to Christianity of Hebrew origin. And so it says the 12 called together the community of the disciples. And we have the 12. These were the 12 apostles. Matthias had replaced Judas at this point. So the 12 gathered, in a sense, as almost like a mini church council. And they began to discuss, what shall we do about this problem? What shall we do about this issue? And so the 12, of course, was a very important number. In the Old Testament, there were the 12 tribes of Israel. Jesus had established the 12 apostles. And even after Judas had taken his own life, the apostles had to get back to that number of 12, and they elected Matthias. And so the 12 gathered together, and they called all the disciples together, all the Christians, and they said to them, it is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. This is a very important insight into the early church, that these apostles, they were priests, they were the early bishops of the church, and their mission, first and foremost, was to preach the word of God. It was, he says, it's not right for us to neglect the word of God. Their duty was to preach, to teach, to administer the sacraments, to say Mass, to baptize, to, again, help people with the sacramental life and the preaching of the word of God. So it says it's not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. We need others to help with helping the poor, distributing food and clothing, and helping to do the corporal works of mercy. So the 12 say, brother, select from among you 7 reputable men. Why they picked 7, we don't know. But 7 was always a number of perfection in sacred scripture. It was a very important number for the Jewish people, and so they decided to choose 7. But they had to be men of good reputation. They had to be filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with wisdom. And we'll appoint them to the task to be co-workers with us priests and with bishops. As you know, the priest is a co-worker with the bishop. The deacons are co-workers with the priest and with the bishop. Whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So we have a glimpse in sacred scripture. What it is most important for priests to do is to pray for their people and to preach the word of God and to, of course, administer the sacraments. So devote ourselves to prayer. See, every priest is a mediator between man and God. Moses was a mediator. He prayed for the people. Abraham was a mediator. He prayed for his people. So a priest is called to pray for his people. It's one of the most important things we do, because every day of our priesthood, we're asked to pray for something. People always come up and say, Father, pray for this, or pray for that, or pray for my son, pray for my daughter, pray for my marriage, pray for my husband that he finds a job. So we are called to be men of prayer as priests. So devote ourselves to prayer and then, of course, the ministry of the word. Scripture says the proposal was acceptable to the whole community. And so they chose these seven men. Stephen, a man filled with faith in the Holy Spirit. Philip, and then, of course, the other five. And it says they presented these men to the apostles who prayed and laid hands on them. So even today, when you go to the cathedral and go to the ordination of a priest or a deacon, what does the bishop do? They pray over the man and they lay hands upon his head and they administer this holy sacrament. So we have a very powerful scriptural evidence for what we believe here even 2,000 years later. We have bishops, we have priests, we have deacons. And it says the word of God continued to spread and the number of disciples continued to increase greatly. And a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. So we see here the growth and explosion of the early church. And we're so blessed in our day and age to continue to have deacons who are helpers with us in the work. As you know, deacons can really do everything a priest can do except for three things. They cannot say Mass, hear confessions, or anoint the sick. So it's true, they cannot say Mass and change the bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. They cannot hear confessions and absolve sins in the name of Christ and confession, nor can they anoint the sick with oil and give them the anointing of the sick. But besides those three things, the deacons can do everything else a priest can do. They can read the gospel, they can preach, they can baptize, they can witness marriages, they can do burials, wake services. They can do so much to strengthen the church. So again, we are so blessed in our diocese to have a fresh group of deacons to assist us. And also we're very blessed in our parish to have Deacon Robert with us as well. So if you ever want to see a very good scriptural evidence for what we believe, go to the Acts of the Apostles.